afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And it is Monday, January 9th, 2023. Hi, Butch.
Hey, Melody. How you doing?
Real good. Real good.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. It got cold here in the hills overnight, but still a nice day. Sun's shining, and I'm up and moving, so that's always a good start for Monday.
Yep. It is. Moving is always good.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So how was your weekend? Stay busy?
I did. I went good. to a cousin. I went up to Pennsylvania for my cousin's retirement party. And it was nice because I got to see some other relatives that I hadn't seen in a long time. So it was...
That's great.
It was good.
That is great.
And you?
Well, I had church Saturday. It takes about all day. I teach for 2 hours. It's a two-hour drive both ways. So I had all day in church, but I had a great service and went out all over the world on the Internet, and people were watching and commenting on it. So I had a great weekend. Yesterday was went to the gym, worked out a little bit, and relaxed a little while.
Mm. Good. Yeah, I had a nice drive back. It's about a four-hour drive. And when I take my dog, it might be a little bit longer because I have to stop. And I punished her, and we didn't stop. I just want to get home to sleep. And but traffic was very light. I always leave like at 6 in the morning so I can get back and still have the day. So
that's really a smart move.
Pardon?
That's really a smart move. You get done early. Yeah. It is.
Yes, it is. It is. But gold had a smart day today. It was up $5.30 at $1,872, but $10 off the high. But that's okay. Silver had a little bit, kind of the same type of a day, down 20 cents at $23.72. Platinum was down $13 at $1,087. Palladium is down 36 at $1,853. The USDX today was down 0.77 at 103.13. Crude oil was up $1.06 at 74.83. And the Dow was down 112 points, 33,517. S&P was pretty much flat, three points to the downside, 3.892. And the NASDAQ was up 66 at 10,635. Europe was positive across the board. Asia was positive. 10-year yield, that was down 3.53% on the U.S. 10-year yield. And let's just go, let's go have a peek at natural gas. Was up about 2.5% today. And, boy, that really tanked. No, I'm sorry. I was looking at RBOB. Natural gas up 5.5% at 3.909. But that still did tank also. So those are, I guess, good things to hear about. Goldman Sachs, they're cutting up to 3,200 employees this week. Wall Street's looking for a tough year. I'm not sure how many of our listeners are, but hey, Goldman Sachs is. They're preparing. We'll see, but... So that was one of the things that was kind of interesting today, Butch.
There's a lot of stuff going on today. Go ahead.
Yeah. Biden declares emergency in California as more winter storms advance. But they're getting a lot of rain. I don't know if that'll help their drought and so forth out there. Maybe it'll help the Colorado River and so forth, hopefully. But it's amazing that he can declare emergency for California, but nothing for the border towns and states. Yeah, it's amazing. Consumer confidence in housing, that rose today thanks to the falling house prices. A monthly housing sentiment index from Fannie Mae showed sentiment improving from November to December. Where consumers now believe home prices will fall in the next 12 months. And Moore also said they believe mortgage rates will come down. Oh, how funny. Won't they be shocked at the end of the year? They might come down, but there's no way they're going to be going back to 2.5 and 3%. You know, they might drop to 6%, maybe 5%. But I don't think that's enough for them to get into the housing market once again. So that was just kind of some interesting numbers today. The average rate on the popular 30-year fixed rate hit a record high back in October, 7.37. That came last week. It dropped to 6.2. So, you know, there you're going to have the ups and downs and so forth as we go forward. But it seems that Powell will continue to increase rates. I can't imagine him stopping. He might pull back or not make it a, you know, maybe a quarter point or something like that. But he was an interesting, it's kind of a fact box type of a thing. The 10 biggest U.S. retail bankruptcies in 5 years. It's kind of interesting. Let's see. I know. Let me see if I can see this. JCPenney was one. I mean, this is the climate that we're in. Nine West Holdings, almost liabilities was almost $2 billion. You had Tailored Brands, their liabilities was almost $3 billion, over 1,400 stores. So, I mean, you got to, how many people and how many did that impact people? So, a lot of dollars, Butch.
Yes, it is. You know, and JCPenney has been a staple, I guess, as far as a merchandise store in this country for a long, long time. I used to tease people and tell them about my suit of Jacques Penney, you know, JCPenney, Jacques Penney. But we're seeing names that we've known all of our life that are struggling to make it. And some of them are actually, well, a lot of them have already closed down, period. We'll discuss more bankruptcies in just a few minutes. But a lot of companies that were huge at one time are nothing now. They're gone.
Well, we had Toys R Us. They had $8 billion in liabilities. And then here's just another one. Ascena, they had $12.5 billion in liabilities. So they were the owners. Ascena was the owners of Ann Taylor, Lane Bryant, Loft. So they all filed. That was back in 2020. So, and again, that was all heading into Y2K. I'm not Y2K. I keep saying Y2K, the pandemic. And so, again, these are just things that takes time, Butch, to filter through. And it amazes me that we didn't have bigger impacts. I think we will on the FTX. I mean, there's over 1 million creditors on that. They're actually opening up a website. So, you know, if you lost money to them, you can go sign in. They says there's no way we can send out notices to 1 million people. So they created a website. And when you have that many creditors, you know they're little people, people who couldn't afford probably to lose. Sure. They took a gamble. They probably put a big chunk of their savings in there thinking that it was a guaranteed win. And the only thing that was guaranteed was that was a Ponzi scheme. And so they lost. And, you know, will they ever get anything back? Most likely not. Only the wealthy ones will get money back. But so what have you, Butch?
Well, unless you invest in something, Melody, that's tangible and in your hands, you're not guaranteed anything. Nothing. So you put anything in paper, and that's all fine. You do it. And some people really made a lot of money doing things in stocks and different things. But again, it can change. And unless it's something that you possess personally, that you have in physical possession, it's really not yours. I'm not talking about a certificate in your hand that this is guaranteed. I'm talking about something tangible, like a gold coin, for example. It's not yours. You can buy it and have it put that gold cord in storage, you say. Somebody's going to keep it for you. It's still not yours. It's not yours until you have it. So people got to quit being taken in by these things that when you give us your money, we'll invest it, and you'll get it back double, whatever. That's great because it has worked. Yes, there have been legitimate investments that have paid off. But But obviously FTX was not legitimate, and it certainly only paid off for a few people. So there you go, folks. Just use common sense. Use common sense.
Do you have anything on the Swiss National Bank?
No, I don't. Go ahead.
Here's an important story, folks. They post a record $143 billion loss in 2022. The Swiss National Bank. 132 billion Swiss francs is 143 billion in 2022. It said today it's the biggest in its 115-year history as falling stock and fixed income markets hit the value of its shares and bond portfolio. The strengthening Swiss franc also had a negative impact. And Monday's provisional figure, which marked a reverse from a 26 billion franc profit in 2021, was far bigger than the previous record loss of 23 billion francs that was chalked up in 2015. And it is equivalent to slightly more than the annual GDP of Morocco. I mean, wow. This number is huge. They're going to the Swiss National Bank will release detailed annual figures on March 6th. It made a loss of 131 billion francs from its foreign currency positions. The more than 800 billion francs in stocks and bonds it bought during a long campaign trying to weaken the Swiss franc. And the only positive, all right, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. The only positive was the Swiss National Bank's gold holdings, which stood at 1,040 tons at the end of 2021 and gained 400 million francs in value during 2022. So
wow.
There you have it. And that's why you own gold. That's why you buy gold and you hold it, because those losses are coming. We don't know when. Hey, they had a gain the year before, and that's how quick things turn around. So I thought that was pretty interesting. But that's a huge $143 billion, $132 billion in Swiss francs, which is equivalent to $143 billion in U.S. dollars. That's amazing.
It is amazing. That's yeah, and the gold went up. How many million?
Went up 400 million francs.
Wow.
Which in dollars terms? I mean, I don't have the conversion, but you'd probably be looking at. Let's see here. I don't know, $350 million.
Gee. Well, again, you said it. That's certainly a wise decision. They had that put back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, folks, we've been saying this. It's tangible in your hand is where it's got to be. If it isn't, it's not yours. Please remember that. That's so important. Go ahead, Melody.
And, you know, this loss means that this is also important. It says... the 2022 loss meant the central bank will not make its usual payout to the Swiss central and regional governments.
Mm.
Last year, they paid out 6 billion francs. So that's a lot of money that's not going to be put out.
Yes, it is.
And they actually hiked interest rates three times in 2022 as they were trying to stem the high inflation. So... So we'll see. Now they're betting on the reputation to, you know, to make sure that nothing changes, but we'll see. That's a lot of money.
Yes, it is. It is a lot of money. And you're talking about job cuts and different things, layoffs. I'll start with that, then get into some other things. But Amazon announces 18,000 job cuts.
Yeah.
Said Amazon informed staff on Wednesday that it plans to cut 18,000 jobs amid slowing consumer and corporate spending. The cuts include workforce reductions already announced in November. The company has previously flagged that it would make additional cuts this year. Today, I want to share the outcome of these further reviews, which is a difficult decision to eliminate additional roles, CEO Andy Jassy said in an employee memo. Between the reductions we made in November and the ones we're sharing today, we plan to eliminate just over 18,000 roles. The workforce estimations are focused on the company's devices and books businesses, as well as its people, experience, and technology organization. So 18,000. How many homes is that going to affect? Mm. Man, and a big Burger King franchisee declares bankruptcy. Burger King, I mean, you think about these restaurants, and they've been everywhere a long time out and growing everywhere, but they're starting to be hurt also with this. Tom's King Holdings, a 90-unit Burger King operator with locations in four states, declared bankruptcy this week, blaming the pandemic and subsequent inflation challenges for draining its cash flow, making it unable to pay its debt. The company is one of the burger chain's largest franchisees and operates locations in Illinois, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. It filed a Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection with $35.5 million in secured debt and another $14 million in unsecured obligations, according to court documents. Tom's plans to sell its restaurants through the bankruptcy process. Tom's in court filing said that the business suffered significantly from loss of foot traffic, resulting in declining revenue without proportionate decreases in rental obligations, debt service, and other liabilities. The company then noted that higher costs for shipping and food, a lack of labor, and overall inflation exacerbated problems with cash flow. While some of Tom's restaurants are profitable, the company said others are losing money, making it unable to make its debt payments. Again, that's fast food, and maybe they don't pay big bucks. But in 90 restaurants, if they only have 50 employees each, that's a lot of workers there out of work there again also, Melody.
Yeah.
These are not, they may be little hits there, a little hit there, but we have enough of these things shutting down. We're talking about tens of thousands of people here, 18,000 alone in Amazon. We're seeing these things happen everywhere. I can't imagine how we keep saying the jobs are increasing and the unemployment's dropping when all this is happening. Somebody not telling the truth here.
Yeah. They haven't laid them off yet, but I mean, did you see the Daily Mail about McDonald's? They're reporting that McDonald's is going to slash as many as 200,000 corporate staff in coming months.
Wow. McDonald's.
McDonald's CEO Chris Kempczinski has revealed plans to slash corporate jobs later this year to help the business grow. In a letter to staff on Friday, the fast food giant boss said there would be difficult discussions and decisions ahead and warned that the company may become unfocused, that the company had become unfocused. So that's 200. It's probably globally, but it's still, I mean, who eats the most burger? McDonald's is probably here in the States.
How many workers do you say? 200?
200,000. Corporate staff.
200,000 corporate. 200. Wow.
Yep.
That's huge. I didn't know they had the main people working for them.
Look at Bed Bath and Beyond. They're in such. You can't even find employees in those stores.
this is phenomenal.
But what we can find is our break music coming to us, and we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are the night.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at DGScoins.com, DGScoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. And, Butch, you're making me work on Wednesday. No, we're doing a program. I think Wednesday I'm going to begin a little bit of education. So on gold and silver, on product and coins.
Oh, great.
Be running specials. And so we'll begin that on Wednesday.
That sounds great.
And if somebody, and if someone wants a particular topic discussed about gold and silver, well, just email me at discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com. That's discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com. In the subject line, just put question for program, so I just don't skim by you thinking it's a, you know, something that it's not. And I will answer your question. So that would be very helpful. And keep it related to gold and silver, how it performs, the different products, whatever it might be. So if you want to do that, it would help me out. But starting Wednesday, that's what we're going to do, Butch.
All right. That is a good idea, Miss Bell. Mm-hmm. It really is. I mean, folks, that's an excellent idea. There's your, if you have any questions about how to invest in that, whatever, do email and ask her. Please, that's, yes, a great idea. I'm glad you're doing that. I really am. I'm sure I'm going to learn a few things myself now that I want to know.
Okay.
But anyway, different topic. Move on to something else here. I just got this today from Liberty Counsel. We've all, we heard talk over the last couple of years about the so-called vaccine passports. We thought maybe going away. Folks, they hadn't went away. So just when you thought that we had put COVID and vaccine passports in our rearview mirror, the World Health Organization and G20 nations are coordinating a global plan to restrict our freedom. Now, by the way, this is posted on the White House website. You can find it there if you want it. The leaders from 20 countries and regions at the recent G20 summit signed the G20 Valley's Leaders Declaration, which states they agree to adopt vaccine passports to facilitate all ALL international travel. Now, folks, that's restricting your movements totally worldwide. The membership of the G20 accounts for more than 66% of the world's population and comprises Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, France, Germany, Japan, India, Indonesia, Italy, Mexico, Russia, South Africa, Saudi Arabia, South Korea, Turkey, United Kingdom, the United States, and European Union. Whoa. So anyway, they've come together to adopt the international vaccine passports that will govern all international travel. That should be an eye-opener. That should be an eye-opener, Melody. I mean, that is going to cut back on a lot of people's privilege or freedom to travel, is it not?
It certainly will.
So, folks, this isn't by any means over. Believe me, 2023 is going to be a repeat of 2022 with spades. Just hang on to that. Now, I'm going to read a quote here by a guy named H.L. Minchken, M-E-N-C-K-E-N, Minchken. And this guy has made some very wise quotes. Of course, he's been dead a long time. But he said this. I want you to listen to this. Morality is doing what's right, regardless of what you're told. Obedience is doing what is told, regardless of what is right. That's powerful, Melody. That's powerful. Really powerful statement.
Yes.
Did you catch what I said?
I did.
That's really powerful. Morality is doing what's right, regardless of what you're told. Obedience is doing what you're told, regardless of what is right. That is really a powerful statement.
And you know, what's really sad in today's world is they're actually changing the definitions of right.
Oh, they are.
That's
Isaiah 5:20 in the Bible, yeah. But it's the same thing in Isaiah 5:20. They call good evil and evil good. That's, yep. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely right. And now when you and I say something against what truly is immoral or unnatural, we're the bad guys now. Just like this next article, just a brief article, Dan Greenshaw is a Republican representative out of Texas. And he said that his colleagues, because they wouldn't support McCarthy, were terrorists. He apologized for calling fellow Republicans terrorists during his intense negotiations over McCarthy's speakership. Now, if you disagree with the crowd, Melody, you're automatically a terrorist now.
Mm-hmm.
He apologized for it, but that's like, you know, you can apologize. That doesn't change what he said. So you and I'm sure, would qualify as terrorists in a lot of different issues now, because we talk about issues now that people want us to accept that we can't accept because they're immoral. They're wrong. And just because you disagree with the crowd now, you're a terrorist or a Nazi, whatever the word they want to call you. But this is from a Republican representative out of Texas. Said the ones who stood against McCarthy. Now, McCarthy's a swamp creature, folks, big time. 46% of the time he voted with the Democrats. 46% of the time. But the ones who stood against him were called terrorists. That's getting to be a rather common accusation days, and not building.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so... I don't even know what to say about that.
Well, what can you say? It's just the days we live in. The days we live in. And this... A couple of paragraphs I want to read about a company most of us never heard of, BlackRock. The company that owns the world. That's what the title is, BlackRock, the company that owns the world. Mm-hmm. Now, folks, listen, this two paragraphs, because this ought to tell you something about how much of a monopoly this one company and a few others have on the world. And we let them govern themselves, let them police themselves. During the 2008 meltdown, when the government bailed out two big-to-fail giants like Bear Stearns, AIG, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac, who did they hire to analyze and clean up the mess? Another giant financial firm by the name of BlackRock, led by a very well-connected billionaire by the name of Larry Fink. Good last name for that gentleman, by the way. BlackRock was awarded these key government contracts to help with the meltdown with no competitive bidding while being enveloped in secrecy. Basically, Larry Fink was hired to be the manager of Washington's bailout of Wall Street, even though BlackRock is one of the biggest shareholders, now pay attention, and the same banks that they were helping to bail out. Oh, wow. In 2020, who did the money printer of the U.S., the Federal Reserve, hire to manage a scheme to buy corporate bonds? Basically, they were bailing out corporations that had too much debt or need to borrow money. You guessed it. They went right back to BlackRock. Even though, again, the same corporations that BlackRock was helping to bailing out were the same corporations they owned some of the biggest stakes in. What could be wrong with that? And yet, despite all his considerable power, the general public has practically never heard of Larry Fink, with BlackRock barely coming into the public eye during the recent claims that you're buying up single-family homes. That's because Larry is smart. He's intentionally kept it that way. He spent the last 33 years building BlackRock into the biggest asset manager in the world with over $9 trillion under their management. In the last year, Melody, I have had at least 10 to 12 and probably more, about one a month, offers to buy my home and property. Just cash. They've asked Colin and said, we'll give you this much for your property and home. I don't want to sell it. And they're not offering enough anyway. But the point of it is, somebody's wanting to buy this. And I don't know if BlackRock's involved in this or not. But when you hire BlackRock to investigate itself and bail itself out, does that make a lot of sense to anybody? What do you think, Melody?
Well, you know, BlackRock is the elite. They do control. They're right up there with all the other, you know, too big to fail banks and so forth. You know, Carlyle. They're the elitist banks, and you know they do dictate. And most people don't know all that stuff. You know, look at the Federal Reserve. I mean, even our government runs things through them. And I mean, it's just so corrupt anymore. And it's so big, people don't understand.
No.
They can't grasp how big it really is.
$9 trillion under the control, at least, and probably more than that.
Yeah. That's
what they admit to, yes. But it's just hard to... And there's no way this could be an accident. This was all planned. Obama knew what he was doing. And in 2020, they know what you're doing. They were hiring the company that runs all this to bail itself out. BlackRock was really double-dipping big time, obviously, getting paid to bail themselves out and bail themselves out with our money. But who knows and who cares?
Well, people should care because eventually, you know, they're the ones that get to pay for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And this next article, I think, is really important because we're seeing this happen at a snail's pace, I guess, piece by piece, but it's happening. And I remember Bob Chapman told me years ago to watch China. Keep an eye on China. That's been a long time ago. Well, now I'm starting to understand why. While we shouldn't underestimate China's petro-yuan ambitions, Credit Suisse's Zoltán Pozsar, the de-dollarization of the global oil industry is in full swing, even if we can't see the final end game from here. Some 40% of proven oil reserves belong to OPEC members as owned by Russia, Iran, and Venezuela, all of whom are selling to China at major discounts. Chinese President Xi Jinping has pledged to ramp up efforts to promote the use of the yuan in energy deals. The de-dollarization of the global oil industry is a treacherous mission creep phase. Things like this don't happen quickly, but determinedly and gradually, not exactly fitting in today's media headline game that only considers instant developments. But it is happening, and the tide will not be turned based on current and near and medium-term geopolitical developments. Credit Suisse's Zoltán Pozsar recently warned clients, in essence, that the de-dollarization of the global oil industry is a full swing if we can't see the final game. And it's all about China, of course. So there you go, folks. I mean, I do miss Bob Chapman and his wisdom. I truly do. But I wonder what he would think about today's developments. He's talked about this years ago. And so did a preacher friend of mine named Lindsay Williams that I used to broadcast with years ago. So what's China? China is killing the dollar as a petrodollar, which means undermines what's left the dollar's value. And it's going to kill the dollar altogether sooner or later. What's going to come out of that, I have no idea. The Great Reset, I suppose. But what's that mean entirely? I don't know. Any comments on Melody?
Well, I mean, we certainly know China's ambition, and, you know, they're almost succeeding. I was reading where our military has moved down a notch. I mean, they've certainly, I mean, for years and years, they every penny. And this is what is amazing. We gave so much money to China to pay for our demise.
We did.
It's just like, don't people get it? You know, we help them build by buying their cheap little trinkets. We've helped build up their military. It's it's just truly amazing. And yeah, I mean, China's been doing it for a long time. We talked about China going into, you know, the Great Recession, and yeah, they own so much of our debt, all they have to do is dump it. And that used to be the weapons of mass destruction, was the, yeah, was our yeah. debt with them holding it. That's all they have. They don't have to use nukes anymore. They don't want to use the nukes in a world that they live in.
I remember when Nixon went to China, was the first president with China, I guess, I don't know how long, but I remember when he went to China and started building a relationship with China.
China, Clinton, the 70s. They all did. Look what Clinton did. Remember the story?
Oh,
what
yeah,
was the guy's
Clinton,
name?
Yeah,
Wang?
Yeah, yes. It is amazing. Just, I mean, we have, and don't tell me that we didn't know what we're doing. Of course we knew what we're doing.
Of course we knew what we were doing. But that was the only way they could fight off inflation. We exported the inflation. So all those cheap trinkets came back at a lower price. You know, it's just how everything, that's just how inflation has been disguised over the years. That's just one way. We've talked about other ways inflation was disguised. Keeping the same size cereal box, but, you know, taking out an ounce or two of product. And that's with everything. Look at our clothing. How more thinner can it become before you start seeing through it? It gets cheaper and cheaper. All the Asian countries, and then it's going to go to India. You know, because that's the last probably country that has cheap labor. Everywhere else, like Vietnam, they've all built up. So, you know, those people are probably asking too much money now. So now we're going to start seeing, you know, India being built up.
Well, I bought a pair of sweatpants the week before last. It was made in Bangladesh.
Yeah.
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 Yep. And used to be this has been years ago, of course. I'm an old man now. I used to be able to go to the store and get some off the rack and it says my size. It was my size. It doesn't work out any longer.
You have to figure out what your size is in another country.
Exactly.
It used to be just the conversion of U.S. dollars. Now it's sizes. They have a conversion chart for size.
That's really, I mean, that we're laughing. That's pretty true. You can't buy off shelf any longer.
It's so funny.
You try them. Well, I hate shopping for clothes. I really do.
It isn't funny. It's truly sad. And if anybody thinks the world is going to change, you are so sadly mistaken. You know, this is the path the government chose. People didn't choose.
Living in
part
la-la
of the people
land.
Chose. Part of the people the, chose this path.
Yeah, exactly.
And
right.
That's and, the path we're on.
And complacency has brought us to this point over a lot of years, and I don't see it changing. I really don't. We're going to do a story after the break, though, on the 10 biggest threats to your food security in 2023. Now, folks, you can prepare for a grocery police state with guards, rationing, and riots. And this is for real. I'm not making this up. I'll share with you in a minute. We're already seeing ID required to get in some grocery stores. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Amazon's already doing that with their stores. So this is what we're facing this year. 2023 is going to be like nothing we've ever seen before in our lifetime. That was time by time go to break. I can tell that. So.
Hey, did you mention when you were talking about layoffs, did you talk about Burger King?
Yeah, I did. I told them they went.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. Burger King. Hey, I hear the music. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. So, what's next?
This, folks, you'll pay attention to, because this is our natural news, and this is for real. You can find this on my website, by the way, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Look under economic news, you'll find this on here. The 10 biggest threats to your food security in 2023. Prepare for a grocery police state with guards, rationing, and riots. This is only a small part of the article. Today's analyst covers threats to food security in 2023 and beyond, beginning with a now obvious fact that food inflation continues to worsen almost everywhere. This readily observable fact is now so self-evident that no one needs to be convinced of the reality of rising food prices. Yet few people have honestly considered where it leads in terms of global famine, civil unrest, revolutions, and more. In 2023 and for years to come, we're about to see some of the disturbing signs of food scarcity and panic among populations as well as food retailers. Now, this is going to be a shock to the United States. In my lifetime, I've never seen a time when you couldn't go to the store and buy something. It was on the shelf. Whether you could afford it or not, it was there. This is what they predict coming this year. Armed guards of food retailers defending against sharp increases in organized retail theft of meat products. Access restrictions and biometric ID requirements on who is allowed to enter grocery stores and purchase food items. Now, folks, again, Amazon. And I can't, what's the name of their food store, Melody? I can't remember the name of the Whole Foods, I believe it is, in Washington, D.C. In order to get in the store, you got to show a scan of a driver's license to get into the stores. Now, this is happening right now in D.C. Food rationing limits enforced by digital currency controls. Let me repeat that. Food rationing limits enforced by digital currency controls that closely monitor your food purchases and cut you off when you reach your government-enforced limit. Food riots across many cities and countries as fear and famine take hold. More food destruction due to sabotage of food facilities and transportation infrastructure. Now, let me emphasize that point a little bit. In the last year and a half, we've had about 140 food facilities and production plants destroyed. Let that sink in. This is America. In America. Not to mention all the poultry has been slaughtered because of so-called bird flu. Have you noticed the price of eggs lately? This is all manufactured shortages and inflation. Ramped up geoengineering efforts to destroy crops through man-made droughts, floods, and storms. Tomorrow, my broadcast tomorrow night, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, I'll be talking to Dane Wigington discussing what I just read. Man-made droughts, floods, and storms. That's what remember happening right now in California. And we know in California, in the southern part of the state, you're flooding big time. Where Dane lives in California, they're still in a drought in the northern part of the state. So this is all something, folks, we need to pay attention to, because it's going to affect every one of us. It already is, Melody. Well, I despise going to the grocery store because I get so aggravated at the prices. I was checking out at the store yesterday. We didn't pick up a couple of items. A Food Line. If you're at, y'all have Food Lines up your way, L-I-O-N, Food Line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Went into the store and I bought a couple of things, come back out, and I commented on the price going up. She said, they really are. I said, it even shocks me. She said, you're just checking the gentleman out. We got two soft drinks, two for, well, they were on special, two for whatever. She said, I rang it up, and I looked at it, I said, that can't be right. That's too high. She actually thought maybe they charged him for both of them instead of one of them. Oh, just one of them, though. She found out that it went about that much in a couple of days. She said prices change the store every day. Now, let that sink in, people. Prices change in the stores every day. Faster than they can change them sometimes. Melly, that's a sure sign of trouble ahead, is it not?
I would think so.
I mean, gee. I mean, what I want to get into, no point getting all detailed about it, but just what it is. And this next article by John and Nisha Whitehead, just a few paragraphs to read of it, it's entitled, What to Expect from the Government in 2023? More the same. Montesquieu said this, there is no greater tyranny than that which is perpetrated under the shield of the law and in the name of justice. Whew. For those wondering what to expect from the government in 2023, it looks like we're going to be in for more of the same in terms of government brand of madness, mayhem, corruption, and brutality. This is a couple of articles. This is also on the website. It'll be in next month's magazine. Digital prisons. Digital prisons. Unceasingly, the government and its corporate partners are pushing for a national digital ID system. Local police agencies have already been given access to facial recognition software and databases containing 20 billion images, the precursor to a digital ID. Eventually, a digital ID will be required to gain access to all aspects of life. Now, please listen. Government, work, travel, health care, financial services, shopping, etc., before long, biometrics, iris scans, face prints, voice DNA, etc., will become the de facto digital ID. And on pre-crime, there was a movie out years ago, and I'm trying to think of the name of it, where they would screen people for pre-crime. They would be able to see and predict what you were going to do and arrest you before you commit the crime. And Minority Report, the name of the movie. Pre-crime, under the pretext of helping overwhelmed government agencies work more efficiently, AI, predictive and surveillance technologies are being used to classify, segregate, and flag the populace with a little concern for privacy rights or due process. Now, remember, folks, we had the representative from out of Texas just called his cohorts terrorists because they wouldn't go along? That's a pre-crime thought, is it not? Let's move on. All this sorting, sifting, and calculating is being done swiftly, secretly, and incessantly with the help of AI technology and a surveillance state that monitors your every move. AI predictive tools are being deployed in almost every area of life. Now, folks, that's a small part of a rather long article that you can read on our site, pastorbush.com. Look under police state. You'll find it there. But this is all happening, Billy, as we speak right now. This doesn't sound too promising for this year, does it?
No, it doesn't. We'll just have to see. But definitely, I mean, changes are coming.
You know, if we look at the facts, Melody, we're already pretty much in a cage, aren't we not?
Yeah.
You have a cell phone everywhere you go, everywhere you stop, every dime you spend, as far as using a cell phone, is all on there. You know that. It's all there. Mm-hmm. You get gassed in Virginia tomorrow. They know you bought gas in Virginia tomorrow because your cell phone pinged to where you were that time. Use a debit card, credit card, they know where you are. All this is part of it. Even your automobile squeals on you. All this has already been planned. It's been coming into existence for years, ever since they promised back in the early days of Social Security. They would never use the Social Security number for ID. Remember they promised that? I still have my original Social Security card in my wallet. I had it laminated. It says, not for ID purposes. Right on the card. What's the first thing you ask for, Melody? You open up a bank account.
Yep.
Folks, this is all Mark the Beast technology. No, this is not the mark, but it's all playing into the mark. It's all playing right into the hands of the global government that's going to control everything you do, everything you buy, everywhere you go. They now have communities that are being developed that you can't leave your neighborhood without permission. I'm serious about this. This is what's happening in the world today. Gee. Melody, I've been going with that for a long time, but that's how controlled we're going to be. People, you better prepare yourself what's coming because it's going to get worse. If you're not buying some assets you can hold into, and not just gold and silver, that's very important, very important. But food, water filters, a way to take care of yourself, alternative heat, it's going to get nasty. And even though you have all those things, you're going to be restricted to what you maybe, how far you can go, but at least you can survive. If you have children to feed, think about these things. Melody, anything else you want to say? I'll shut up and let you talk. After all, this is your broadcast. But anyway.
It's interesting because right before the pandemic or during the pandemic when everything was getting, you know, hard to find and so forth. And, I mean, it was hard to find chickens. It was hard to find meat. It was hard to find, you know, the supply chain definitely was broken down and so forth. And it was always interesting to hear various comments of those who are were prepared, who didn't have to worry. They had plenty of things that they could rely on and use during these times. And people will say, well, you know, I do all this stuff and then I never use it or I never need it or nothing ever happens. Well, that's not true. It doesn't have to be a financial collapse. There could be another pandemic. There could be another shortage. You know, I was just reading about, you know, we were talking about eggs. You know, you're talking $7, $8 in some places in California.
Absolutely, yes.
You know, they pass laws to so the chickens don't, you know, there is a bird flu, but they also, California, I believe, passed laws. You know, people voted on, you know, because they didn't like the way the chickens were being treated. So, I mean, there's a ton of things going on out there, and these things can happen any day. It doesn't have to be a collapse of the monetary system. It could be a hurricane. It could be a tornado. It could be another pandemic, the so-called pandemic. It could be anything. And that you will always be prepared and you don't have to worry about these things. But buy things that you use also. So you can, use them and then replenish them. So, you know, so you just don't have something that's just sitting there also. So buy things that you can share and spread, like soups. Buy lots of dried soups. You know, yeah, you do have to have water to add to them. But I also buy canned goods. You can use that water. Yeah, it's not the best water in some of those canned vegetables and so forth. But, hey, it'll do the trick when you're hungry. And it always amazes me, Butch. You know, people also plan purchasing things like they're just going to continue living the same lifestyle during these emergencies. Well, you're not.
No, you're
not.
You're
going to be cutting back. You're going to be adjusting. You're going to have to do things that you never thought you'd be doing. You think, look at these pictures of these people who go through these horrendous hurricanes and tornadoes, you know, for those that were, you know, people who had supplied things, they change, you know, but they had something. So anyway, your turn.
Okay. Yeah, we're in that time so quickly here. I just want to hit a few more articles very quickly on what's happening within Ukraine. This comes from Russian Security Counselor Security Nikolai Patrushev. We are facing the entire NATO in Ukraine. He said, we're not just facing Ukraine, we're facing entire NATO, NATO's forces. He said, issued an ultra-provocative words claiming that it's not fundamentally the Ukraine that Russia is at war with, but that the Russian military is facing all of NATO inside Ukraine. And I agree. The events in Ukraine aren't a clash between Moscow and Kiev. It's a military confrontation of NATO, first of all, the U.S., Britain, and with Russia. Fearing a direct engagement, NATO's instructions push Ukrainian men to a certain death, he said in a fresh interview with state-owned newspaper. Patrushev continued by describing Russian military as geared towards seeking to free its regions from occupation, must put an end to the world's West bloody experiment to destroy the fraternal people of Ukraine. He's right on. They're facing the whole NATO force. But now, folks, listen to this. Belarus, the country Belarus, Belarus drafts every male 18 to 60 for the inevitable war. Belarus has issued a draft for all men 18 to 60 years old. This war that our leaders are determined to create is going to be beyond anything previously contemplated. Even the U.S. will most likely adopt the draft. It will be highly profitable. They will be at least to the age 45, but perhaps even higher. The Ukrainian people are fools. Zelensky has been paid off to sacrifice his entire country. He is a modern-day Judas betraying his own people for a handful of silver. The West wants this war, and are pushing the Ukrainian people as cannon fodder to weaken Russia before they make their invasion to seek justice and retribution for Ukraine. There was a Donbass referendum in 1994 in which the whole world turned a blind eye to those people who have been denied basic human rights because they are ethnically Russian. This is a premeditated war that they need to collapse the monetary system and get to create Russia, or to create Bretton Woods II with digital currencies, and sovereign debt will be all simply evaporate. I repeat that, folks. That's important. They want to create Bretton Woods II with digital currencies, and sovereign debt will all simply evaporate. They have to, folks. We can't pay the debt. No one can. Welcome to the real world that these people are openly trying to create, where they solidify their authoritarian control and the end of any right to vote. Really, that's powerful. But Belarus is drafting all males right now between 18 and 60. They know the war's coming, and they're preparing for it. That is a little bit on the scary side, is it not?
It certainly is.
Melody. Okay,
yeah,
there you are. Okay. I mean, that's huge. That's huge. Anything you want to add to it?
No.
We ran out of time here so quickly, but China responds to U.S. warship presence with large-scale exercises off Taiwan. China put in 57 aircraft spotted near Taiwan, included fighter planes, bombers, all that, folks. It's heating up everywhere. And I hear music.
I do, too. And thank you, Butch. It was a great program today. Thank you, listeners, for joining us. And we'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.